This is I'll Always Come Running by Terry Oxx, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated T and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody/Obi-Wan, and tags include swords, lightsabers. Obi-Wan Kenobi loses his lightsaber. Cody uses Obi-Wan's lightsaber. Clone troopers speak Mandoa and protective Cody. Summary. When Cody finds his general's lightsaber and the aforementioned Dekoot gets himself into trouble, what other choice does he have but to come to his general's rescue? Battles were messy. They could go in with the perfect plan. By the time they engaged the enemy, it was a ruthless fight for survival. Battles were messy. That should not excuse High General Obi-Wan Kenobi from getting lectured after this one ended. Cody was filled with a single-minded determination to see the both of them through to the end. That, Dekoot, was fighting without his lightsaber once again. Waxer sounded positively delighted as he reported on their general's exploits over comms.
He's picked up a blaster and is using it as a blunt weapon. I can see why you've fallen for him, Commander.
Cody suppressed a groan. Of course. Waxer would bring that up now.
Waxer? Yes, Commander?
That little Shebs asked.
Shut up and keep him alive. Aw, we know you'll find your Share's lightsaber in the next 5 minutes.
Chris chirped. Cody's report was aborted before he'd uttered the first syllable. Because there, in the distance, across the creeping battlefield, was a familiar glint. He sighed heavily and started making his way over there, kicking and punching droids wherever he could. Criffing Jedi and their criffing penchant to losing the weapon they were best with. He shot a clanker in the face at point blank. Blasters were uncivilized as Shebs. The amount of times he'd caught his general with a blaster and that beautiful, easygoing smile while he faced impossible odds without his main weapon. He scooped the suspiciously glinting thing up, confirming that it was, indeed, his general's lightsaber. Well, if his general couldn't be bothered to use his lightsaber, he brought it up in a ready position and ignited it. It felt differently than he'd expected. Very dissimilar to a vibroblade. The hilt held the whole mass of the weapon, with the glowing deadly part having no mass of its own. He swished it once, then the droids were moving in on him. He carved his way through them, advancing on his general's last known position. The ease with which the lightsaber slid through the ranks of the enemy was stunning. But he continued on. He had to reach his general before. There he was. Their eyes met over the battlefield. His general was backed against a wall, not looking too hot.
Why does the commander have a lightsaber?
Someone spoke over comms, but Cody ignored them. He advanced on his general's position and drove the lightsaber through the row of heavy battle droids advancing on his general. It felt so damn easy. He was just a little jealous. A quick sweep of the surrounding area showed him that they were in a semi-secure position for now. General Kenobi was staring at him, his mouth slightly open and his face flushed. He should get him out of... Holy stars, I love you. Cody blinked. A couple shots embedded themselves into the dirt at his feet and he spun, his mind whirling, somehow deflecting the following blasts and nailing a clanker in the head. Nice. Also, what? A shot flew right by him and took out the other clanker who'd taken notice of them. Cody risked a glance back and was struck by the smirk his general was wearing. Come on, Commander. Let's give them hell. And hell they gave them. They might have a couple things to sort out after the battle, but that could wait until they weren't being shot at.